Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Russ Parr Morning Show. You see her on Basketball Wives, and yes, I call her early in the morning, and I wake her up. Tammy, did I wake you up?
You know, woke me up now.
Wow, I'm like, who is this dude answering the phone?
Oh, wow.
Get the hell up, Russ.
Tammy's all sweet. This is Tammy Roman. This sounds like some dude picked up the phone. And I'm not sure if you got a man so over there right now, but I guess it is Tammy. No, you ladies, you cute ladies, you sound like men in the morning.
Hello. Hello, this is Tammy. What? Hold on, let me put on my professional voice. Hi, Russ.
She did have a little frog in her voice, just a little bit.
Yeah, I had a little frog. You know,
I thought you had to get up and get those.
I intended to speak, but my body didn't know.
Yeah, I thought you had to get the girls up.
Russ, my children are grown. One is at college.
Oh, my God. You know what? You know, I'm still living 10 years ago. And that's something.
You really are.
I'm still thinking lyrics, just a little girl. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, no.
Tammy, there is so much going on with you. And look, you know, here's one thing I want to tell everybody. Tammy is a very wonderful, accomplished actress.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're talking about doing another screening of The Last Stand, probably maybe on TV One. That's coming up real soon.
Oh, cool.
But y'all got to see. I'll let you know about when that goes down, because I know you can tweet all 2 million of them folks that be following you. But listen, we're hearing these rumors. You know, I got to ask you, you know, I mean, we boys.
Why are you going? Now, she said she had a frog in her voice. You cut it out.
All right. But we're hearing that you are going to quit Basketball Wives.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's what we heard.
We heard you said it. So, hey.
Well, let me just say this, that, you know, they really don't want me to confirm or deny anything at this point, but I will tell you, Russ, mm-hmm. and all of y'all, that for me, I think that the type of show that we're making, or that is inevitably being shown season after season, for me as an individual, I think that there definitely need to be some changes made mm-hmm. in order for me to continue, because anybody that knows me, that really, like, Russ, you know me.
Yeah.
So this type of stuff that is being shown all the time on a consistent basis, I'm just definitely not happy with, because that's not how I am.
Nope.
You know, 100% of the time of my life.
I can say, because I do know you, you know, hey, look, there's a certain amount of what you're giving them that they're going to use because it's sensational and it's great for the show and so on and so forth. But me knowing Tammy Roman, it's not a true indication as the person that I know.
Okay, but I have a question, Tammy, because I don't know you like Russ knows you, and you're my favorite person on the show because you keep it so real. But people who don't know you think that you are the one, like you are the instigator, like you getting anybody's face. Like, don't. I will never put my hand up in front of you. Just know that. That's never going to happen.
Put your hand up in my face.
But
put your hand in my face.
You know what I mean? Like, so you're saying you don't like that, but people are like, but you're giving it. What do you say to that?
What I'm saying is I feel that there's not enough balance. And I think that because I am a mom, and because, you know, I do have charities and I do work with young adults and young girls, and I have different organizations that I'm affiliated with, that put your hand up, Tammy. She does exist, but she's not the only Tammy. I'm not a one-dimensional individual, and I just feel like they're not showing enough balance of who I am in my entirety. And and 4 seasons in now, I'm tired.
Right. I hear you. Yeah. You know what it's time for, though, Tammy? It's time for you to do your own show.
Yeah.
It is time. There's enough between you, Lyric, and your daughters. There's enough going on with you that's compelling and interesting.
Yep.
And they've spun off some interesting people, you know. So that's something that, you know, they need to take a look at, because at some point, I'm thinking at some point you're gonna have to, like, put your hands on Shaq's ex,
Evelyn needs it. Evelyn needs it.
It's gonna be over, you know. So we see what it is. But listen, Tammy, I will get back at you, and I know I woke you up. I want you to go back and then remember when a radio person calls you in the morning to change your voice to the real Tammy.
Let me say some sentences before I pick up.
See, you know, the person that answered the phone was Tommy Roman.
Oh, you know what? You're going to quit. You're going to stop. Him. This is your friend.
I love you, Tammy.
I love you more.
All right, baby.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks.